send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Indian fans to the broadcast tonight. Got Bob Leverett and Brian Patch here with you. And Bob, we're coming off of a great victory last night at St. Henry in a MAC conference game, and the Indians played really well. And it's one of the, I think, what, our second time we've won at St. Henry in, what, 20-some years or if ever?
Since 2000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a while. So, great win last night. Come up here to Shawnee tonight against a really good Lima Shawnee Indians team that is ranked 3 in Division 2. So we're going to have our hands full tonight. What a great challenge to kind of see where we are as a team. So looking forward to this one, Brian.
Yeah, and you know, our JV, Coach Milton is big on setting the tone in the JV game. And our JV come away with a 52-45 victory to push their record to 11-6. And they were actually trailing in the third quarter, 42-37. Shawnee scores the next 3 points to go up 45-37. And the Indians go on a 15-0 run to finish the fourth quarter to come back ahead. So hopefully that sets the tone for today.
Absolutely.
And as you said earlier, that this is a great Shawnee team, ranked 3rd in the state in Division 3, but I think they're 17-0. And so we definitely got our hands full tonight, but it should be a great game.
Yeah, you know, a game like tonight, you got nothing to lose. You can kind of throw some different things at them. And with it not being a league game, you know, you're sure you want to come out and play hard and do some things and kind of see where we are. But our guys should come out loose and play well tonight, I think.
And give us a little recap, if you can. Last year, do you remember?
Yeah, last year they just flat out beat us. They came into the fort and they were just flat out better than us. I don't remember what the final score was, obviously, but it was definitely double figures. So I know the JV team, we beat them in the JV game last year, which was a really good win for that JV squad last year that won the league. And a lot of their kids are up playing varsity, and so are ours. So I look forward to being here. I think it might be a close game tonight.
Well, and the other thing is, obviously, if the people have seen us play, we're a completely different team this year compared to last year as far as defensively, offensively, you know, mentality of everything. So I agree. I think it's going to be a good one. The JV team for Shawnee was 15-3.
Yep.
And our JV team came out and played well. Like I said, our record's 11-6. So hopefully that trend continues tonight. So
yep,
we'll take a short break and we'll be back.
From Wayne Street Market, and here are some of the great specials we have for you through Thursday, February the 13th. In our meat department, we have sirloin tip roast for $4.49 a pound and ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. And here are some of our special prices on everybody's favorite all around our store, 7-ounce banquet pot pies, 5 for $5. The big bag of Totino's pizza rolls are $5.59. The giant jar of Prego spaghetti sauce, $4.29. And you can get bags of Snyder's, the Berlin potato chips, 2 for $5. Great prices all through the store on these and other favorite items. And don't forget about Valentine's Day. We have a special treat that she's sure to love. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have beautiful long-stem strawberries, freshly hand-dipped with decadent chocolate. And be sure to get a bottle or two of her favorite wine while you're checking out our selection of romantic Valentine's Day cards, all in our produce section. Stop in to Wayne Street Market, grab a cart, and fill it up with specials in all of our aisles. Great prices, great selection, great quality. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
All right, and we're back here, and just wanted to let you know we've had some internet connection issues here to start with the during the JV game, getting things prepped. So if we happen to go out, I do apologize. We'll try to get that reconnected and get us back on air as quickly as we can. Recap, though, for the girls game today. Girls went down, and Coach Holly Gann took on the Tri-Village Lady Patriots, who's ranked number, I think, 6 in Division 4, Bob. And Indians played well. We jumped on the start. I think it was 18-12 in the first quarter. I think it was 27-27 or somewhere around 27-24, I think, us at half. And then just kind of ran out of gas late in the third quarter or fourth quarter in the last 3 minutes. But Indians played really well today. So, and I know our sports sports fans were wanting to listen to that game, and unfortunately we couldn't be on the air with those issues, but hopefully you had a chance to simulcast to listen to the Tiger, so hopefully you got a chance to listen to that one. Hopefully we can stay on air tonight, you can listen to us tonight. So we're getting ready to do the national anthem, and we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the industrial park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
You want to go through the starting lineups?
Yeah, for the Lima Shawnee. For the Shawnee Indians, we got number zero, John Barker, a 5'10 senior. Number five, Jaron Berkey, a 6'3 junior, which is also Nick Berkey's son, who from Mariah Stein and played at Ohio Northern. Nice little player. Number 23 is George Mangus, a 6'3 junior, averaging about 29 a game. He's their go-to guy. Number 24, Caden Vermillion, is a 6'5 junior. He's their wing guy, little shooter. And number 34 is Tyson Elwood, a 6'5 junior also. So fairly young squad for the Shawnee Indians. Who we got for the Fort Recovery Indians, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to start our, the lineup that Coach Milton has settled in on, and that is our lone senior, number zero, Grant Canapke, stands in at about 6'3". The rest will be, the next four will be juniors, and that will be Derek Judy, stands in at 6'2", number three, who had a great game for us last night. I believe he had 16 in the win over the St. Henry Redskins. And then we have number two, 6'2", Regan Martin. Then we have number 12, Clay Schmitz, stands in around 6'5". And the man in the middle, number 41, Brian Benn, who also stands in around 6'5". So decently sized matched up here with both Indian squads. It's going to be interesting because, Bob, looking at the schedule and some of the games Lima Shawnee's played, because they've had some big wins over OG Titans and also Lima Senior.
Absolutely. They play, they're in the WDL. To be in the front runner of that conference right now, it tells you something about them. So I'm really excited about this game. I just think that the Fort's going to come out loose. We've got nothing to lose. let's just come out and do our thing and kind of see what we can do against these guys. The other thing that I'm kind of curious is to see with Coach Milton being a defensive-minded coach, I want to see what he throws at these guys. If he can come up with a scheme to keep them off track and keep us in the game, that's the question.
Well, from my understanding, when I was talking to Coach a little bit at the girls' game the other day, the St. Henry girls' game on Thursday, his whole thing was he hates throwing things out early in the first half. He wants to save them for the second half. That way, teams don't have a chance to go in at halftime and try to make adjustments.
Right.
And so his whole goal is, let's try to get through the first half and be as close as we possibly can. And then the second half, then we're going to junk basically defense.
Let's throw the sink at them.
Yeah, then we'll throw out there, and that way they have less things to adjust and they have to burn timeouts in the process.
Right.
So. All right, well, I don't know why I'm saying LCC. Well, I'm a Shawnee's they got the tip and trying to get the ball inside quickly too. Mangus, little turnaround jump shot contested by Derek Judy and deflected out on Shawnee, and it will be Indians basketball. So good start here for the Indians.
That's going to be a tough matchup for Derek Judy, but if anybody can do it with his quickness and athletic ability, it should be a pretty good matchup.
Yeah, and he has probably a little more strength than what Mangus does, so hopefully he can body him up a little bit. Clay Schmitz has the ball up top, working it over here to Regan Martin on the left-hand side, who hit a couple threes last night. It's nice to see him get going and hitting that outside shot. Derek Judy, nice little shot fake, turnaround inside. Great post-up move.
Yeah, Shawnee starting off in man-to-man. Fort Recovery just kind of ran their little motion offense there. Got Derek Judy posted up on the block for two.
Quickly inside is Eller on a nice little slip screen for the Shawnee Indians. Make it 2-2 here. Indians quickly down the floor. Derek Judy over here on the right-hand side in front of the Shawnee bench. A little handoff to Grant Kanapke up top. Goes over to Derek Judy. One dribble bounce pass into Brian Benn. Turn around, a little jump shot. Gets blocked by Eller inside, but Brian Benn does recover. Hands over to Vermillion. Throws it up top to Mangus and powers up quickly down the floor. As you can see there, Bob, Shawnee can get it up and down quickly.
Yeah, they're spurty, very spurty.
Nice little defensive pressure by the Shawnee Indians as well. Derek Judy calling for a ball screen up top by Brian Benn on the right-hand side. Derek comes off with the ball screen. Attacks the gap. Nice little Euro step in there by Derek Judy with the flip off the glass. Make it a 4-4.
Good to see Derek continue from last night's great effort against St. Henry here with four quick ones.
That's the most I've seen him be as aggressive last night as I saw him.
Yeah, he sounded like he was just had his light on for sure.
And it wasn't, as a point guard, usually you're trying to get other people involved. Last night he was trying to get his own and was able to get his own. So tonight he's doing that. And oh, nice little slip screen by Eller. Trying to set a little down screen for Mangus, and we hedged too hard and he slipped it to the basket. Fort Recovery Indians trail 4-6 here in the first quarter. Fall mechanical scoreboard. Obviously, you can tell they're well coached to understand what they're trying to take. If we're trying to take away Mangus, this is what we're looking for here. So.
Yep.
Derek Judy coming off of a baseline screen, but Brian Benn trying to get the ball inside to the big fellow. We do drop step him. Back up, gets blocked again. Throws back out to Derek Judy over here on the left-hand side, right in front of us. Regan Martin swings the ball back up to Clay Schmitz. A little drive spin move. Throws it up and misses it. Eller with the rebound. Hits out to Barker. Barker's pushing in transition on the left-hand side. And up and in with the left hand, but gets fouled by Regan Martin. One of those things, Bob, we just didn't really stop the ball, and Barker was able to go straight to the basket.
Yeah, kid's a pretty crafty little senior. Definitely got us on his hip there and knew it and just kept on going to the rack. Nobody stepped forward to stop that drive. First free throw's up and rattles it in.
He's one of those kids too, Bob. Just watch it. You can tell he has some savviness to him.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely got a little savviness to him. All of these kids got a lot of confidence, and they should be an undefeated ranked third in Division II.
I was just going to say confidence as well. So
yes.
He hits the first free throw, misses the second one. Clay Schmitz with a rebound, hands over to Ryan Post, who just checked in, as well as Gavin Toby. Back screen by Grant Kanapke, gets the ball in too. Clay Schmitz up and under move. Throws it back out to Grant. Has it on left-hand side. One dribble over to Regan Martin on the baseline. Throws it back up to Gavin Toby, swinging the ball around the perimeter. Ryan Post. Hand off to Grant Kanapke. Hand off back to Gavin Toby. Ryan Post drives baseline. Spin move. Up and in left-handed, but misses it. Mangus with the rebound. Hands over to Barker. Possibly up. Steps out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, Brian. Shawnee does a really good job of walling us up inside when we do get it inside. So we're going to have to hit some shots when we kick it out.
And the other thing, too, great point there, Bob, is we got to be able to finish over people.
Yeah.
You know, instead of trying to finish around them, we got to finish over them because you said they're doing a great job with that. Regan Martin has the ball coming off a Tiger screen, throws over to Grant Kanacki, comes off the other Tiger screen, back up to Regan Martin for three, misses it. Berkey with the rebound. And as you said, that's Coach Nick Berkey from Marion Local.
Yeah.
Our Fort Recovery fans remember him. Great defense by Clay Schmitz as Eller has the ball, tries to make a spin move. Clay Schmitz knocked it out. So we'll be Shawnee ball underneath. Actually, I had a chance to talk to Nick Berkey before the game. Great guy. Love coaching against him.
Yep. So. He's easy going, isn't he?
Yes, he is. There's three on the corner for John Barkey. Marker, I should say. So Lima Shawnee leads 10-4 with 4:12 to go in the Fall Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Brian Post, nice little pass in there to Gavin Toby on a pick and roll. Vermillion with the rebound ahead to Mangus. And they're calling a foul, and if that's on Regan Martin, I believe that's going to be his second.
Which it is.
It is,
yep.
Regan Martin picks up his second foul. Regan's been one that's kind of struggled a little bit from the outside, but his defense has definitely picked up, and I know Coach is really happy and excited about his defensive part. But he's kind of struggled from the outside here late. And so last night, it was great to see him hit a couple outside shots for us.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, I can get him going and get some confidence. And Derek Judy does check in for Regan Martin. And Brian Benn also checks in for Clay Schmitz.
Hey, I've got to give a quick shout-out to Sean Thompson and the Thompson boys listening to us back home at the fort, Brian. Misses that second free throw. Back the other way come the Indians. Derek Judy, three ball from the wing. No good. Weak side rebound by Barker. He pushes up for the Shawnee Indians. Over to Berkey. Berkey over to Elwer. Elwer back to Barker. Barker on the wing, eyeing things up. Gets a high ball screen from Elwer. Little pull-up jumper from the free throw line. No good. Grant Kanacki with the rebound. Pushes it up to Derek Judy. Derek on the wing. Entry pass into Brian B. Kind of loses it. Tyson Elwer ties him up there on the baseline and is standing on the baseline, so it's going to be Fort Recovery ball underneath. Got Clay Schmitz checking back in, replacing Gavin Toby. Derek Judy looks to inbound it here underneath. Get a little curl screen for Schmitty. Schmitty on the block, doing a little work there. No good. Good look. That's his look there, Brian. Just couldn't get it to go down.
Yeah, nice little turnaround kind of fadeaway. That 12-footer. Barker come down, three rattles around the rim. Derek Judy has it, but loses it to Willer, who just checked in for Shawnee, a 5'10 sophomore. As I say, they don't seem real deep as of right now anyways. We've played 7-8 guys, and they've only played 6. So.
Yeah, I think they only go about 7 deep, Brian, from the games I've seen them this year.
And Ryan Post loses the ball actually right in front of us. And Coach Milton says, hey, let's take a 30-second timeout as we trail with 2:55 to go in the first quarter, 13-4. So we'll take a quick break with them, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here again. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. 13-4 on the Fall Mechanical scoreboard. Also, Bob, I wouldn't mind giving a shout-out to my in-laws, Deb and Ken Wendell, as they're listening on the radio and getting ready to fix a big meal. That's why they couldn't come for tomorrow for our family. So,
what's the celebration for?
January and February birthdays.
There's about to be a bunch of them, huh?
Yeah, there are about three of us. So, Liv and I and John. So,
well, there's the three favorites.
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, the Indians coming out in that 2-1-2 look that we've done in the past to maybe confuse them a little bit. And hey, we get a turnover right away there, Brian.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's one of those defenses that Coach Mountain had talked about with possibly, you know, throwing them off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're down big right now. We can't afford to go down a whole lot more. And I wonder if this was one of those things he was talking about where saving it for a second half we just couldn't do right now. So Ryan Benn has the ball in the high post. A little scissor action up top. Derek Judy has the ball. Loses it. Should be over and back. And it is called.
Yep.
Derek was looking for some help there. It went off his foot, but it didn't.
Just lost the handle.
Yep. And Regan Martin is checking back in the game with two fouls, and coach was not happy with Grant Kanapke's. He called a set, and Grant didn't run it right, I'm assuming, and that's why he's out, and Regan's in. So,
you know, we've gotten a few good looks here early on, and they just haven't fallen. So I think if we keep kind of doing the same thing, we get that shot to fall, obviously we're going to get back in this if we can get some defensive stops.
Yeah, you know, I would think we don't. Ooh, that could have been moving screen up top by Eller, and they didn't call, but we do get a traveling call on Barker. As you said, Bob, yeah, I think there's one of those things. We're too good of a shooting team not for some of those shots to start falling for. Yeah. So hopefully we just continue to get good looks.
And I'm telling you, this is a great shooting gym. I mean, that's, you got a great backdrop. That's an old school gym, so hopefully we can get things going.
High ball screen up here by Brian Benn on Derek Judy. He refuses it, throws it to Brian Benn. Brian Benn hands it back to Derek Judy. Comes back the other direction. Nice little spin move by Derek Judy up and in for the crafty lefty right there. He has all six of our points right now. 13-6. Fort Recovery Indians trail the Lima Shawnee Indians.
Absolutely. Indians are back, and looks like we're back in a man-to-man here. On the floor for the Indians, we got Regan Martin, Clay Schmitz, Brian Benn, Ryan Post, and Derek Judy got a foul underneath on Schmitty, looks like there.
Yeah, he was fronting Tyson Eller's 6'5 as well.
Little mismatch.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's about same size Clay, but a little maybe more athletic is the word. Jumps a little higher than Clay, and they lobbed it up. Clay was obviously trying to do a great job of filling him, but they just threw it up where Clay couldn't go get it. He did, and probably good foul, though.
Yeah, the Elwer kid had a dunk against us last year in the JV game. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was. I remember that one.
And then we went on to whip him. You remember that part?
I remember that part as well. And he does hit both free throws, increase the lead 15-6 now. Grant Kanapke did check in for Ryan Post as well. Derek Judy has the ball on the right-hand side, throws over to Brian Benn. Scissor action again by Regan Martin and Grant Kanapke up top. Hand off to Derek Judy, ball screen by Brian Benn. Finds Regan Martin back up on the driving kick. Derek does dump it into Brian Benn and shoots it up and scores. Great pass by Derek Judy and great finish by Brian Benn.
Yeah, we got a lot of nice little scissors action, little ball screen or little ball handoffs there, and got Brian down on the block where we wanted him. Finally got one up and over.
Wheeler has the ball for the Lima Shawnee, and he's on the left hand side. Backs out, calls for a set. 44 seconds to go.
If we can get a stop here, Brian, and another score, I think we're pretty happy. But as I say that, George Mangus takes us off the bounce and scores a quick layup there. 17-8, 30 seconds left here in the first quarter, following mechanical scoreboard.
Brian Benn on the left-hand side, a little 15-foot jumper. Clay Schmitz is in trying to get a tip ball. Great hustle by Clay Schmitz, but does go out of bounds on Clay. Looks like Gavin Toby's going to be coming in and checking in for Brian Benn.
Probably a good thing to get Brian a quick blow here to end the quarter.
Yep. So we got Gavin Toby, Grant Kanapke, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, and Clay Schmitz on the floor with 19 seconds. Our Indians trail 17-8 over the Lima Shawnee Indians. Barker has the ball up top. Going to let this one thing run out. Not quite as bad as last night's 5.5 minutes of holding the ball, but Barker has a nice little in-and-out move. Looks for Mangus to go back door, and he does not. And it's a turnover on the Shawnee Indians.
Boy, if we can come down and get a quick three here to end this quarter, that would be a blessing.
Yep. Willer checks in, replaces Barker, and Brian Benn's checking in, replacing Gavin Toby.
I bet I know what play is coming
yep,
here.
Clay Schmitz is taking the ball out, so you know it's probably going to be some type of...
Yep, we're going to throw it to Brian deep. Brian's going to tip it over to Regan, slashing down like Bryce Drew for the Valpo boys.
Oh!
Good Lord.
Well, it was that design play, except for...
miscommunication.
Except for we threw it in the backcourt when we caught it in the front court, and there was no one there. So it does go out of bounds on Lima Shawnee. We do retain the ball. And we just got the ball stolen away. Except for time runs out. We got lucky on that one. Not a way to end the quarter there, Bob.
No. Just a little discombobulated there. I'm not sure why Clay was trying to throw it back towards their basket to get it in. But either way, we're down 11 here after one at Lima Shawnee. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Indians had the ball to start the quarter, and they get it in Brian Benn, and he misses a close one. Shawnee recovers the rebound. Wheeler has the ball up top on the right-hand side, and it looks like we're playing a little man-to-man here, it looks like. Looked like maybe we were confused or they were confused on what they were going on. Shawnee has the ball back up top. Rosado throws it over to Vermillion on the side. Skip pass over to Rosado. Looks like he traveled. They didn't call it. Throws it in.
There we got a charge.
Yep. Brian Benn took the charge.
Nice job, Brian. I tell you what, for a big guy, he does a great job of taking that charge on the baseline.
Well, one thing most big guys like to do is try to block shots, and I think Brian knows his limitations.
Brian knows his role, absolutely. Yep.
So he's able to slide over and take a charge. So,
you know, so far we've gotten the ball into him. At some point, he's going to have to really get them up on him and finish inside for us, because he's missed a few of them here to start this game.
Yep, Derek Jeudy's driving to the basket. Nice little spin around left-handed shot. Derek Jeudy right now is on a roll for the Indians. Has 8 of our 10 points. Got the ball inside for a point guard. Turned around and can go up over the guy guarding him. Nice little jump hook. Indians have the ball on the other end. Lima Shawnee, Indians, I should say, trying to get the ball inside to Eller, and they do, and throws the ball away. Great defense by Regan Martin, pressuring the ball, and Brian Benn by working hard inside in that post defense.
Yeah, so far the Indians have come out a little bit discombobulated here in the second quarter, but hopefully we can capitalize here and get this thing down a few points and get back in this. Really down 7. And like I said, really, we've had some pretty good looks. If we can get those babies to go, this could be a ball game.
Brian Benn has the ball up top. Slides over to Regan Martin. Great drive in by Regan Martin for a finish. Love the drive there, Bobby, by Regan Martin.
Absolutely. Yeah, Regan caught that thing. There was no triple threat or anything. He just swept and went by his man and elevated and scored and finished for us.
Shows I'm not more than just a shooter there, boys. And Lima Shawnee takes timeout. We'll take one out with him.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, back here at the Lima Shawnee. Fort Recovery down 12-17, 6 minutes into the second quarter. Shawnee with the ball. We've got Vermillion over to Barker. Barker back up to Vermillion from the corner. 3-ball, no good. Weak side rebound. Grant Canapi pushes it up to Regan Martin. Cheats out for a little right-handed layup, up and in. 17-14. The Indians making a little run here in the second quarter, Brian.
Yeah, and we shifted defenses there a little bit, and I think it got him confused. We basically, nice little dump pass inside to Eller inside. Mangus showing he's a little bit more than just a shooter. He's also a passer. So
yeah, Eller with a nice seal up, a little swing pass, and had us on his back hip and up and in. Pretty easy basketball. Brian Benn, three ball up, no good. Mangus with the rebound, pushes it up to Barker. Barker on the right wing, kicks it back to Berkey. Berkey, three ball, no good. Battling underneath. Goes back up. Quick pass from Berkey down to Mangus for two of them. 21-14.
Great offense by Lima.
Just as we go on a little run, they go on a little run.
Yeah, great ball movement by Lima Shawnee. Worked it around and found the open guy inside. That was nice. Clay Schmitz has the ball up top for us. A little handoff from Grant Kanapke. Handoff again to Derek Judy. Back to Clay Schmitz. Drives in. Up off the glass and scores.
Nice move by Clay Schmitz. A little right-handed runner off the glass for the Indians.
Being aggressive. High offensive game here. 21-16. Indians lead in the Wabash Mutual second quarter scoreboard. Looks like Berkey has the ball up top. Hand over to Vermillion. Nice little back cut by Mangus. Shot fake. Gets Derek Judy off the ground. Calls the foul. And the finish. Giving Mangus 9 in the game. And a chance to earn his 10th here from the free throw line. And yeah. Derek Judy picks up a foul.
That right there is why Mangus is a 1,000-point scorer as a junior, Brian. He's just pretty crafty. He moves well without the ball. Once he does get it inside, he finds a way to finish.
Well, and his teammates are able to find him, too, because that was just a great basketball play, and Mangus does hit that free throw. That's one of those things. You don't teach that. That's just you got an IQ.
Yeah, and those guys have played together for a few years now, so that definitely makes a big difference.
They just read the play. We cheated up over the top cut, and he found him on a backdoor cut. Gavin Toby gets the ball in the high post. Great kick out from Grant Kanapke. Open three, a little long. Barker with the ball in transition. Nice little one-handed pass to Vermillion, but misses it. Mangus cleans it up for offensive rebound. He's got 12 in the game.
He's got a knack for the basket.
Yes, he does. As the Lima Shawnee leads by 10, 26-16. Clay Schmitz has the ball in a high post. A little floater. Good for Clay. That's a different move I've seen him make.
You know, the one thing I do like the Indians' demeanor tonight, and I mean Fort Recovery Indians, we're not looking like we're rattled by any means. You know, we're still trying to do our stuff, and I don't think we're out of this thing.
No, it's just two good teams playing right now.
Right, yep.
Nice little dump down into Eller. They just got a lot of offense. Offensive weapons.
They've got a lot of weapons, absolutely.
And so do we. But, this is just a great game to watch for those that aren't here. Hopefully we do justice for it. But Grant Kanapke for another three in the same spot. A little long. Going to be a foul. Who are they calling this on? Ryan Post? Clay Schmitz? Clay Schmitz with an offensive foul going to the glass. But
not sure I saw that.
Yeah, I didn't either. If anything, I thought maybe it was on Ryan Post.
Right.
They gave it to Clay. So, and that's his second, unfortunately. But as I said, Bob, this is just a great game to watch.
Yeah,
has a great flow to it, not many fouls. And you got two good teams playing.
Well, it's team basketball. You don't have one kid trying to do it all. It's definitely just great team basketball. Elwood, top of the three. Top of the key for a three ball. 31-18, Lima Shawnee on top of the Fort Recovery Indians right now.
Coach Mills is going to take a timeout. I'm assuming in the scouting report that was Eller can't shoot a three because we did not even go out on him. And he shot that with confidence when he off the catch there, Bob.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
All right, we'll take a short break and we'll be back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here again. The Indians. Oh, thank you, sir. One thing I will say, Lima Shawnee is well oiled.
Oh.
And in their athletic department and in the basketball floor, as we got waters handed to us during that last timeout.
So free, that's even Dasani. That's the good stuff, Brian.
So well oiled. hold on both all ends accountable here. But the Lima Shawnee Indians lead 31-18 in the Wabash Mutual second quarter scoreboard with 3:09 to go. And they got two guys already in double digits. Tyson Eller has 13, and George Mangus has 12. So.
Yeah, and the thing is, Brian, it's not flashy. It's just good team basketball.
Yep.
Derek Jeudy, three ball from the corner, up and in. Derek Jeudy staying hot tonight.
Derek Jeudy, offensive.
11 of our 21 from Derek Jeudy tonight.
I like this Derek Jeudy. He is on fire the last two games.
Barker for a three from the corner. Right back at us.
And again, Bob, I thought that was pretty good defense.
I do too. I mean,
that was a contested three he just hit, and he shot it with confidence.
High hand from the corner, contested, up and in.
Ryan Benn has the ball, trying to get it in Gavin Toby. A little bit size difference there than normally trying to throw it in the clay. Ryan Post has the ball on the left-hand side, tried to throw it over the top against a bigger guy, can't get it to him. Throws it back up to Derek Jeudy. Derek Judy's sitting to Brian Benn. Nice little pass to Gavin Toby. Turn around jumper off the glass, but misses. Shawnee clears the rebound. One pass outlet here, and they're already down the floor in transition. Barker has the ball. Nice little step back. Oh, wow. Step back 15-footer. That is old man game right there. That was smooth.
That's a nice little step back from the wing with confidence.
Shoot, creating some space with the dribble. Brian Benn has the ball in the high post. Turn around 15-footer. No good. And ball gets deflected out of bounds. I think he dribbled off his foot.
Yep. But it's going to be four recovers ball underneath here.
And
got a few Indians checking in here. So on the floor, we got Derek Jeudy, Brian Benn, Grant Kanapke, Kale Rammel, and Clay Schmitz for the Indians.
And that's Kale's first moments in here in the varsity game. He did play two quarters in the JV game, got 8 points. So
he had a really good game in the JV game.
He did. We'll talk about that at halftime. Spin move in there by Kale. Stops, picks up his dribble, hands off to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy drives, get his pocket picked by George Mangus. Quickly down in transition, up and in. Count the basket, and that's going to be Clay Schmidt's third foul. So not only do we give up a chance for a three-point play, but also Clay Schmidt picks up his third foul.
Yeah, that's a tough foul on Schmitty there. Mangus just pretty crafty there. Scoop shot up underneath, scores it, and he's going to line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
And I wonder if Coach Milton knows that Clay has three, or he says, I don't care, roll on the dice.
I don't think he cares right now at this point.
Because it's 39-21.
Right.
Got to stop the bleeding here going into half. Looks like Shawnee might be coming out in a little trap. Clay Schmitz catches the ball.
A little half court.
Goes over to Cal Ramel, picks up his dribble, throws it in. Back to Clay Schmitz, little 15-footer. No good for Clay. Shawnee clears the rebound, pushes ahead. Barker has the ball. Ball screen by Eller. Nice little step back for Barker. They are on clicking on all cylinders tonight, Bob.
Absolutely. I'm a little speechless right now, but like I said, just a well-oiled team right now. Barker's, he's got the flow of the game the way he wants it. He's hitting step back threes, directing traffic.
Uh-oh.
We got Mangus on a leak out. He's up and in again. So Mangus has got 17 in the first half for the Shawnee Indians.
And Coach Milton takes another timeout. We are getting throttled right now. 43-21, 39 seconds. Coach says we can't wait to halftime because they want to run.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of competitors we've got over there in the purple and white here, Brian. Because I know Coach Milton's going to challenge them. Are we going to lay down and die, or are we going to give it everything we got here and get back in this thing? With 39 seconds left in the quarter, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so first horn went, so we'll just stay here during that timeout. But as you said, Shawnee threw a couple subs in here. But they are on all cylinders right now. Defensive effort is good for them. Offensively, they're clicking. And I actually don't think we're playing that bad.
I really don't either. We've got great looks. A couple of them haven't fallen. But, right. We're not playing bad at all. They're just that good.
Right. And we've just, like I said, we've missed some shots. Those are shots that we've hit. You know, a lot of 15-footers, some, you know, inside turnaround shots, some post-move shots that normally we've hit. But we just have missed those a little bit right here. So, yep. Shawnee comes out to a 1-2-2. Half-court trap. Usually that's a great time to shift defenses is right after timeouts. Brian Benn inside to Clay Schmitz for a bucket. So great execution by the Indians. Clay Schmitz has all six this quarter. Shawnee will get the last second shot unless we get a steal here. 43-23. Wabash Mutual second quarter scoreboard. Willer has the ball. Comes off a high ball screen by Bean. Goes over to Eller. Back over to Rosado. Rosado throws it into Mangus. Turn around, 15-footer. And that's about the first shot he has missed. Seems like the whole half, a little turnaround 15-footer there, Bob.
Yeah, he just got it off pretty quick, but forced it a little bit, but he had to. The clock's running down. So, yeah, Indians are down 20 here at half. We're going to take a quick break here on the halftime. We'll be back in a few.
Slower pace, except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from KNO Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, and we're back here and recap the score here for the varsity game. Lima Shawnee Indians jumped out in the first quarter 17-8. And in the second quarter, as we were saying, we didn't think we were playing that bad. We scored 15 points in that second quarter, but unfortunately, Lima Shawnee scored 26 in one quarter, and we now trail by 20, 43-23. Looking at scoring for the Fort Recovery Indians, Derek Judy leads the way with 11 points, Clay Schmitz with 6, Regan Martin with 4, and Brian Benn with 2. So, and then looking for
the Shawnee Indians, they got George Mangus, who is their leading scorer, getting about 29 a game. He's right on pace. He's got 17. The big kid inside, Tyson Elworth, got 13. John Barker, he's probably
11.
He's got 11.
He's got 11.
So, yeah, they're being led by their dudes. And, that's why we're down 20. But like we said, we're not playing that bad. They're really good. We've only showed them one of Coach Milton's specialty defenses, as he likes to call them. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with here in the second half for us defensively.
Yeah, and hopefully it's something, because this is a well-oiled machine we're watching. And like I say, and I think we're playing well.
Absolutely.
No offense to our Indians, but this is just impressive to watch. Well, I'd say they're probably shooting 65-70% from the floor.
Easily. Yeah, they haven't missed too many. And we've gotten good looks. We have it. It's a Saturday night basketball game on the road. You know, you're going to miss some of those shots. But like you said, we're getting good looks. Hopefully we can continue to get those looks. They start to fall for us. Maybe throw some crazy defense at them, slow them down, and maybe get back in this thing and make it respectable. You know, like I said earlier, we've got nothing to lose here. We're playing against the number 3 ranked team in Division 2. So it's just going to see what kind of competitors we are. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing here in this second half, Brian.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back and recap the JV score.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Cooper Super Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE2 front-wheel drive with heated seats, sunroof, remote start with 19,000 miles for only $18,500. Also available is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with the heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, 29,000 miles for $17,900. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back. Recap here, the JV game. Lima Shawnee led the first quarter by one, 14-13. And in the second quarter, it was flipped. Fort Recovery Indians led that quarter 14-13 to take a 27 halftime tie. And in the third quarter, Lima Shawnee led outscored the Indian Fort Recovery Indians 15-10 to take a 42-37 lead. Lima Shawnee scores the first 3 points in the fourth quarter to take a 45-37 lead. And then the Indians roll off 15 in a row to end up winning 52-45. Daniel Patch led the way with 18 big points. He hit two threes in that one. Owen Judy had 14, and I believe he had two threes as well. Kel Rammel played two quarters in that, and that's a difference maker as well, Bob. That's something we've kind of talked about all year. Trying to get that freshman more minutes.
Right.
You know, you can't play him, I don't think, in my opinion. You can't play him in the varsity game and play him in a minute or two stretches and not getting playing time. You got to be able, he has to be able to play if he's going to develop for the future. And tonight they let him play two quarters of JV action. I think that was big. He had 8 points in the game, and also hit a couple shots, got in the flow of things. Defense picked up. I know he definitely helped that JV team in that win.
Yep, he definitely looked very comfortable in that JV win. Like you said, yeah, just getting the kid minutes is what I think needs to happen, and I agree with you 100%.
Yep. And then Caleb Evers scored 5 points. Riley Heiser scored 5 points, and Kobe Wendell had 2 points, both on free throws. So, big win for the JV team as they now go to 11-6 on the year. And I believe for our JV team, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That is 6 wins in a row. So right now, we were 5-6, rattled off 6 of them. So Indians JV team's getting better as the season progresses.
And that's what you like to see.
Absolutely, especially for, you know, it's first year coach for Jordan Winter. He's
right.
Kind of figuring things out as himself, of trying to figure out as a coach kind of what he's doing and his rotation. You know, it's the first year for our whole coaching staff. So for them to figure out these guys, what their roles are, what they're good at, you know, what they can improve on, what they're working with, you know, as a coach, and I guess also probably a parent in that situation, you know, that's all you can ask for is to see the kids get better and improve. And I know they're having right. fun. And
yeah. So. Well, and the other bright spot is it's a young JV team. Besides Kobe being a junior, you've got a bunch of sophomores that played as freshmen.
Actually, three sophomores, the rest are freshmen
playing. That didn't play any JV ball last year. Played all freshman ball for me and a bunch of freshmen. So that is a great thing to see at this point in the year.
Absolutely. So, and again, recap here in the varsity game, the Fort Recovery Indians trailed by 20, 43-23. 17-8 was the first quarter score to the Lima Shawnee Indians. In the second quarter, the Indians got outscored. Fort Recovery Indians got outscored 26-15 to now trail 43-23. Derek Judy is picked up where he left off last night. Had 16 last night. Has 11 tonight. And let's take a break, and we'll be back to start the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magnum.
All right, we're back here. They had a minute to go on the clock, and they decided, let's forget that. Let's just start it. So we're starting. And Shawnee gets a point-blank shot, and Magnus missed that. So hopefully we see some more of that as well. But they look like they're going to 1-2-2, half-court trap. We looked a little uncomfortable with that in the first half there, Bob, and they're deciding to throw that again. We get the ball inside to Clay Schmitz. Skip a little pass to Derek Judy. One more pass over to Grant Kanapke. Wide open three. Good.
There we go.
Great start for the Indians.
Yeah, good ball reversal. Got it from one, swung it from one corner to the other. Got Grant spotted up for a nice three, which is his go-to. Stepped into one and knocked her down there.
Berkey has the ball up for Lyman Shawnee. Calls out a set. Swings it over to Barker in front of us. Back up top to Mangus. Swings it over to Vermillion. Back up to Eller.
Fort Recovery just playing their man-to-man. Doesn't look like we're really face guarding anybody or anything like that. Mangus comes out and hits about a 25-foot three at the top of the key.
Coming off of a screen. Nice little catch and square up for him. Young man has 20 on the night. And Lyman Shawnee in that 1-2-2 again. Gets to Clay Schmitz. Nice little skip past Regan Martin for three back. Misses it. Clay almost picked up his fourth one there, Bob.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Not sure we would have needed that one. But, back the other way comes Shawnee. Barker with the ball. Quick inside to Vermillion up to Mangus on a quick cut. Lays it up. George Mangus with 22 on the night so far for this Lyman Shawnee.
Nice little pass by Vermillion. Caught the ball, didn't even look at the basket and just threw it in there.
Yep, little give and go.
Yep. Knocked away by Lyman Shawnee, but Grant Kanapke is able to corral the loose ball. Throws it back up to Derek Judy. Skip pass. Ooh, about got picked off by Barker. Throws it to Regan Martin. Back to Derek Judy on a skip pass. Grant Kanapke, nice little dump in to Brian Benn, and gets fouled from behind. So Brian Benn will be going to the Hall Brothers free throw line, and hopefully to cash in on this. First one is up and good for Brian Benn. One is up, and Brian Benn good on that one in the Hall Brothers free throw line. And Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
All right, we got Barker up the other way for the Shawnee Indians over to Vermillion on the wing. Little lob pass into George Mangus. Drop step, power up, no good. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Grant Kanapke back the other way. He's going to cross the timeline. Looks to swing it over to Derek Judy on the left side. Derek into Regan on the other wing. Into Clay Schmitz, high post, gets it slapped away. And Schmitty's going to get his fourth foul there, Brian.
Yeah, that's not a good way to start the quarter here with 5:41 to go.
Schmitty caught it at the elbow. Lyman Shawnee collapsed on him. He coughs it up. They get the ball. He tries to tip it back and gets his fourth foul there. So, with that being said, we're going to check Gavin Toby in for the Indians and Ryan Post with Cale Rammel also. So, back the other way. Here we come with the Shawnee with the ball. Berkey with it on the wing, looks to drive, kicks back over to Barker. Deep three ball for him, short. Rebound, Grant Kanapke. I'm not sure why he is outletting it to Cale Rammel there, but he does. And Mangus steals it and lays it in for his 24th points. You know, right there, Brian, why doesn't Grant just bring the ball up? You know, he's a senior. Why is he trying to get rid of it to a freshman? I just don't understand that. So back the other way we come. Shawnee is still in that 1-2-2 half court.
up and in is Gavin Toby with a nice little power up for him. That makes it 50-30 here. 5 minutes on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Parker coming off of a ball screen. Tries to get it to Mangus, but lost it. Gavin Toby collects the rebound. And tell you what, Barker's a nice player. He sees the floor well.
He does, he does. And if you look at the kid, you're thinking, this guy can't play basketball. But I'm telling you, he can play, can he?
Yes, he can. Ryan Benn gets it in. Kick out to Ryan Post for three. In and around the rim. But Gavin Toby doing work on the glass. Offensive rebound put back by Gavin Toby. Great effort by that young man. And Coach Triplett says, let's take a timeout.
Let's talk us over with a little quick 30. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
We'd like to thank Sangrina Self Park.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
And we're back here, 4:34 to go, 50-32 Lima Shawnee Indians over our Fort Recovery Indians. On the floor right now for the Fort Recovery Indians, we've got Ryan Post, Grant Kanapke, Kel Rammel, Brian Benn, and Gavin Toby.
Yeah, looks like we got a little face guard with Kel Rammel on Mangus here. Everybody else is matched up man-to-man. Little backdoor lob. Kale can't stay with him. Mangus, up it is. 52-32.
They were prepared for that because they saw face guard and knew exactly what to run.
Pretty sure that Mangus has been face guarded before.
I would say so by the look. Indians have the ball right now. A little dribble handoffs. Ryan Post has the ball. Will spin in the middle. Splits the defense. Knocked away, but Ryan recovers it. Power dribble. Probably needs to get out of the paint. Kel Rammel, one dribble. Picks it back up in the paint. Throws it back out to Grant Kanapke. Took a lot of dribbles. Didn't really go anywhere with it. Probably should have just shot it, Ryan or Kel. Gavin Toby now has the ball. Swings it over to Grant Kanapke. Grant dribbles on the left-hand side. Little pull-up. Possibly foul. No call. Berkey with the rebound. Outlets it to Barker. Barker catches it. And transition pull-up. 17-footer good. Giving him 13. Indians now trail 54-32.
Yeah, Shawnee's out of there, a little 1-2-2 half-court trap back in the man here. Indians aren't looking real fluid on offense here, Brian. Kind of got a strange lineup in right now that isn't flowing very good together, is it?
Nope, and turnover by the Indians and Brian Benn. Barker right down the middle of the lane, and no one picks him up, and finger rolls it in for two more. Shawnee now leads 56-32. You know, and it's almost to the point. Ryan Post drives in here, powers up, misses it. A rebound by Barker that the Lima Shawnee fans have seen this in numerous times because they don't even clap hardly anymore.
No, it's pretty quiet in here.
I mean, their kids are playing well, and, like, no one's even hardly making a noise like they're in church service or something. Well. And they're putting on a heck of a show, and you hardly even get an applause for these kids. They retain the ball. It was knocked out of bounds. Throws the ball into Wheeler. Back up top to Bean. Swings it over to Mangus. Trying to get Eller inside. Oh, my goodness. What a great move. And missed the layup. Recovers the ball back in bounds, but you can't do that. He just cradled that sucker, cuffed it, and got to the hole in one dribble over the defender. I don't know if I've ever seen that before, Bob.
Yeah, that was a pretty smooth move. Kid can flat out play.
He is crafty. Kind of look like our Luke Brown show we saw last week.
Yeah. How much? I mean, this kid's pretty good, but I don't know if he's Luke Brown good.
Kel Rammel retains the ball here for the Indians. Deflected, and he's able to recover it. Gavin Toby now has the ball on the right-hand side. 56-32 for recovery insurance, third quarter scoreboard. Kel Rammel drives in. Great drive. Kicks out to Regan Martin for a three. Up off the glass. No good. Indians battle for it. And great hustle by Gavin Toby. Brian Benn, but knocked out by Gavin Toby. So we'll be Lima Shawnee ball.
56-32 on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. The Indians back the other way, which is Shawnee. Over to who we got here?
Bean
over to Barker.
Oh my, nice work
on Seal up down low by Tyson Eller. Drop step. Going to the foul line for an old-fashioned three-point play here.
Not trying to talk Lyman Shawnee up so much because obviously they're good. But the understanding of them, Eller had a seal up on Gavin Toby. He has about 3 inches. And Gavin started to front him. And they skipped the ball to the other side of the floor.
Yep.
Where he then had him sealed on his back. He comes across from block to block. They throw it inside. Gets fouled by Gavin Toby. Hits the and one right there. So, three-point play for Eller inside. Indians now trail 59-32. Cal Ramo has the ball. Shawnee Indians coming out trapping. Derek Jeudy gets the ball. Drive baseline. Kick over to Regan Martin. Back up top to Cal Ramo. One dribble pull up. A little floater. Nice good by that freshman Cal Ramo.
Nice little aggressive move there by Cal Ramo.
Games like this is where you learn how to kind of play as a freshman there, Bob.
Well, absolutely. You know, like I said earlier, we got nothing to lose here. You know, this game means nothing to us. I want to see us fight, and I'm not liking our body language here in the second half at all. And that's the part that kind of concerns me. You know, you got guys like Regan Martin that really compete, like to get after. And I don't see that fight in us tonight. And granted, yeah, we're down 20-some points, but I don't see that fight.
Ian Holman did check in for the Fort Recovery Indians here. Nice to see that senior get some action. Cal Ramo over to Ian Holman. Back to Cal Ramo on the right-hand side. Cal, one dribble penetration. Throws it Brian Ben short corner. Back up to Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy trying to find a gap. Throws over to Gavin Toby. Skips it over to Cal Ramo for three. No good. Gavin Toby trying to work and get a flip. Lyman Shawnee with the ball in transition, though. Wheeler up to Bean. Bean thinks about a three, or probably that was a quick thought. Went in and out and said, I better not shoot this.
He kind of smiled as he passed it away.
Yep. Vermillion has the ball. Swings it over to Eller. Eller shoots a three. No good. Great box out by Cal Ramo. Right now, Lyman Shawnee has some beef and size. 3-6-5 guys out on the floor right now.
Yep, playing at the... Well, now they're in a little 2-3 zone.
Yep.
So their coach Triplett's definitely mixing it up. I'd say those are his three go-tos, is that 1-2-2 half court, a little 2-3, and then obviously your man-to-man.
Ian Holman, nice little driving, kicks it to Brian Benn. Brian Benn is surrounded. Throws it into Gavin Toby, short corner, back up top to Derek Jeudy. Three at the buzzer, no good. So that quarter went to the way of Lyman Shawnee as they now lead 59-34. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
My name is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed for pull.
All right, Fort Recovery has the ball and quickly into Gavin Toby, and we miss a little 8-foot turnaround. So Lyman Shawnee has the ball. Right now they have some subs in the game for them, and Rosado for three misses. Wheeler has no one. He was to guard him. Offensive rebound, putback misses, but did get fouled.
Yeah, Fort Recovery. I don't think everybody's on the same page as to what defense we're in there. We're a little discombobulated, and they swing it around, get us chasing. Kid gets it on the baseline, goes up, gets fouled, so he's going to shoot two. First one's up and in. And Coach Milton says, boys, if you don't know what we're in, you're coming out. So he takes four of them out and puts four back in there.
Up on the floor right now, we got Brian Dunn, Clay Schmitz, Regan Martin, Grant Knapke, and Ryan Post. And second one is good for Brady Willer, giving him 4 points on the night. Brian Ben has the ball on the high post. Kicks over to Clay Schmidt. Swings the ball over to Grant Knapke. Ryan Post has it. Splits it. Goes in. Probably going to... Ooh, they call it blocking. I'm pretty sure that might have been a gift for us.
Yeah. Well, he might have slid underneath Ryan there. Ryan hung in the air. Made a nice crafty move to get it up. And even get it off. So, yeah, Post is going to get a line shoot two here for the Indians.
Ryan Post goes to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Hopefully he can cash in. Not sure what we're on the looking wet spot on the floor.
Yeah.
So officials wanted to stop and get that cleaned up. You know, that's one of those things about Shawnee's in a 2-3 zone right now. We get the ball to Brian Ben in the high post, and his back is to the basket. He's got to be able to turn and face up. Otherwise, we're basically playing 5-on-4.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, if you're not even a threat to try to shoot it in that high post and you're playing with your back to the basket, they don't got to guard you.
Nope. That makes it pretty easy defensively.
So first one is up for Ryan and is off to the left. Gets a second one to chance in here. And Gavin Toby checks in for Brian Ben. At this point, Bob, with 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter, and we're down almost 30. Do we try to press to get back in this thing, or will that make it ugly?
I think we just sit back and, well, it looks like we're going to press.
2-1-1-1 here. Looking for some traps. And as soon as we started to press, Coach Triplett says, all right, we're throwing our starters back in then.
Yeah.
So if you're going to press us, we're going to throw our starters back in. So their starters are getting ready to come back in the game. 61-35, 6:52 to go. Right now, they're holding the ball up top. Robertson swings the ball over to Vermillion. Robertson lost the ball. Ryan Post with the transition pass over to Regan Martin. Lays it up for good. In transition, Regan Martin scores 2 points.
Regan Martin with the basket.
Willer has the ball coming back for Lima Shawnee. Hands off to Robertson. Swings the ball inside to Vermillion. Nice little step-through move. Lefty up and in. For Vermillion, giving his first 2 points of the game.
Yeah, you know, like you talked to Ryan, so we come out and we get to look to press there. I'm not sure, you know, and I don't want to question Coach Milton by any means. You know, we're down almost 30 here. You know, let's just maybe come back and play some good, solid half-court defense and try and do some good things here and try and get a positive out of here before we leave tonight. And I'm not sure that Coach Tripper really liked that we come out pressing there because, like you said, he's got his starters coming back in after that. So, yeah. That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just watching it from a coaching standpoint, that was just kind of a weird little scenario right there. If you've been in those situations, which we have before.
Yep.
And,
well, and I'm not sure if you're Lima Shawnee, why you want to put your starters back in with 6 minutes and something crazy happened.
Right.
You
know? And
I'm not sure what we got going on.
Yeah, officials came over to the scoreboard here, and both teams blood on the uniform, maybe.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kapp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kapp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor.
Alrighty, they got the blood cleaned up off the floor, and it was blood on the uniform, so that young man had to check out. Regan Martin to the Hall Brother free throw line, misses the first end of a free throw. Regan has a chance at a second one here. It is up and good for Regan Martin. Giving him
seven
points,
yeah,
on the night.
Full recovery back in that 2-1-2 full court.
Oh, and they break with a lob past the Mangus. And instead of flushing it, he tries to lays it in and hits off the back end of the rim. Probably a little bad pass, but heck of a catch.
Heck of a catch. But then, like I'm telling you, I'm not sure. You know, you bring your starters in. I mean, what happens if he gets undercut there?
Right.
You know, that's your leading score. I don't get it, you know.
Yeah, because you're up 25.
You're up 25. You got 5 minutes left. Just go play defense with the subs.
Derek Jeudy has the ball on the baseline. Nice little pass to Grant Konapke. Going down the lane. Gets blocked by Eller.
Here comes the dunk. Uh-oh. Ryan.
And misses the dunk. Does Mangus two-handed dunk. And misses the dunk. Clay Schmitz down the floor. Misses the re-putback. Barker has the ball. Down in transition. Nice little one-handed pass, but gets stolen by Clay Schmitz. Clay Schmitz in transition, dribbles out, kick out to Grant Konapke, 4-3. Misses it. Barker with a rebound. 63-38. Shawnee Indians, and he decides to hold the ball. Coming across half court right now. Throws it over to Berkey. Looks like they're going to run a little set. Gets the ball back to Barker. Back up top to Robertson. He dribbles over to the right-hand side. Throws it to Mangus. Mangus drives in, stop throws over to Eller, back up to Berkey. Another set being called by the Lima Shawnee Indians. 4:20 to go. Gets it inside to Eller and gets fouled. Is that Clay Schmitz's fifth foul? Looks like it's going to be.
Yes.
So Clay Schmitz fouls out with 6 points. For
recovery. Tough night for Clay. A lot of size down low that he had to contend with tonight. But you know what? I thought his effort was great. Just couldn't get things going offensively.
And Coach Milton looks like he's throwing in some subs. As Owen Jeudy checks in the game, Kel Rammel checks back in, and Kobe Wendell check in. Along with Brian Benn and Gavin Toby. And it looks like Coach Triplett pulled some subs as well. So that minute and a half to 2 minute stretch there where both teams had their starters in there trying to press to get back in the game. Basically didn't get anything, so they called it quits there. Eller does step up and hit the free throw, gives him 17 on the night.
Kind of a quiet 17.
Yeah, man. It is. He's just a nice, solid player. Nothing flashy, just does his work inside on some seal ups. So leaves the game. Mangus had 26, 3 off of his average.
All righty, Shawnee picking him up man-to-man here. Kobe Wendell brings it across the timeline. Ball handoff to Kale Rammel. Kale back the other way. Back over to Gavin Toby up top. Gavin a little shake and bake up top there. Ball handoff to Owen Jeudy. Owen Jeudy ball handoff to Kale Rammel. Kale slices, dices in. Scoops it up, no good.
Little Euro for Kel left-handed.
Nice little move, just couldn't get it up there. Shawnee back the other way. We've got Brady Wheeler with the ball up top. He swings it over to Rosado. Rosado back to Bean. Bean back to Wheeler. Wheeler up top over to, who we got here? That's number 12. Austin Miller, which is a freshman for him.
He had 15 in the JV game. Nice game for him.
Yeah. Their freshman class went undefeated last year as eighth graders, I heard also. So they got the cupboard full over here at Shawnee. Indians back the other way. Kale Rammel loses it out of bounds. We got Dylan Evers checking in with Caleb Evers checking in with Dylan Evers there.
So Caleb Evers, Dylan Evers, Ian Holman, Kobe Wendell, and Owen Jeudy.
For Shawnee, we've got, who's got the ball over there, Brian?
Robertson with the ball up to Miller, back over to Rosado, throws it back up to Wheeler for three. Good for him. Brady Wheeler for three, giving him 7 on the night. Kobe Wendell over to Owen Jeudy on the left-hand side. Owen Jeudy swings it over to Ian Holman. Ian Bout just threw it and realized Dylan Evers was cutting to the basket. Throws it over to Jeudy, who drives in and gets called for the foul is Robertson. So Owen Jeudy goes to the Hall Brother free throw line. So right now, Coach Milton pulls over the whole squad, which is basically the JV team, plus Ian Holman over there, and is trying to draw some stuff up for him.
Well, we've got 2 minutes and 46 seconds left here, Brian. We're down 49. So let's see a little fight from the Indians. Get this thing closed up a little bit and get out of here alive.
Freeburger. Just checked out. I had to figure out this kid I played all night. So figure out who these guys are here.
We've got a whole group of new Shawnee Indians we're trying to learn on the fly here.
Rosado for three. He's played a little bit. But Ricky Rosado for three. 71-39. Kobe Wendell hands off to Owen Judy. Owen Judy, a little pull up and misses it. Bean with the rebound. One-handed outlet to hits Miller. Nice little outlet. Up and good for a layup. Austin Miller for two. 6'3 freshman. Kobe Wendell has the ball. Dribbles on the left-hand side. Spins back. Guys are falling down all over the place out there. Guys are slipping. Oh, and Judy has the ball. Throws it over to Kobe Wendell. Back up to Ian Holman. Ian thinks about a three. Shot fake. Drives in. Nice little pass to Caleb Evers. Kicks back out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe drives in. Throws up to Caleb Evers. Caleb drives in and gets blocked out of bounds. And right now, Shawnee's playing everyone they possibly can. Bean gets a big standing ovation. 6'6 senior, as he just blocked that shot. Kobe Wendell's triggering the ball in. Finds Owen Judy up top. Owen Judy dribbles in. Throws it over to Kobe Wendell. Over to Dylan Evers on the baseline. Throws it inside to Caleb Evers. Nice little jump hook. Up and good for Caleb Evers.
Nice move. A little lefty move by Caleb Evers there.
Nice little jump hook for Caleb. Yep. Give it us 41. 73-41. 129 to go in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And I do see Jerry and Lori Kalp over there in the stands. Glad they made the hike up here to Lima Shawnee. And Caleb misses the free throw. And it looks like the Indians are going to a 2-3 zone. With a minute 29, maybe Shawnee says, let's just hold the ball and end the game. Working the ball around the outside right now is Lima Shawnee. Three guard look. Three on the right-hand side for Freeburger and airballs it. Ian Holman with the rebound. Outlets to Kobe Wendell. Pushes in transition. Left-hand side. Dribble up. Fakes the handoff. A little left-handed wild shot by Kobe, but they do draw a foul, so Kobe just shot a one-handed left-handed scoop 15-footer floater.
Hey, we're going to go to the line and shoot free throws, though. At least he was aggressive, right?
Yes, sir. So, Kobe hits the first one on the Hall Brother free throw line. And
Daniel Patch going to check in for his first varsity action.
Yeah. Freshman had a nice game, the JV game, scoring 18 points and gets rewarded by getting put in his first varsity career game. Kobe misses the Hall Brothers free throw. 73-42. Right now, Shawnee's just dribbling the back, ball back out to half court, working it around a little bit. Nope. They say, let's shoot a three. Daniel Patch gets a rebound. Throws it over to Kobe Wendell. Roberson with a deep three on that one.
To yeah.
Boot. Kobe Wendell has the ball up top. Nope. We're still going to attack. Drives into Owen Judy. Floats it up. Gets fouled. He will go to the free throw line.
Nice drive by Owen. I like the aggressiveness.
You know, the one thing I noticed today, Bob, and I don't know if you paid attention to this part of it in the JV game, is he shot about three floaters with his left hand.
Yeah, he did.
It seems like he was more comfortable with his left than his right, and his right is bandaged up, so I don't know if that has something to do with it or not.
Yeah, that might be some of it, to where he's kind of adapting to it, and it's feeling, you know, he's going to give it a try, so.
I was impressed with those floaters. Yep. He does miss the first free throw. 21.7 seconds. Tell you what, this seems like a very quick game. I mean, it's 8:40.
That's good. I got a hot date tonight.
Jack, you know it?
I'm not sure.
It's the second one?
I did take her to Applebee's tonight already, so.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I'm a romantic.
Time's ticking down. They're holding the ball. We ate at Applebee's ourselves in Sydney on our way up from the Tri-Village game today, so.
All right.
Dribbling around up top. 3, 2, 1. Lima Shawnee wins by 30, 73-43. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with some recap.
Lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Ford Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Sales and Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And we're back here. Recap the Fort Recovery Indians fall to the Lima Shawnee Indians 73-43. Quarter scores went like this. First quarter was 17-8, Lima Shawnee. In the second quarter, we get outscored 26-15 and trail at halftime 43-23. In the third quarter, we get outscored 16-11 and now we trail 59-34. And in the fourth quarter, we get outscored 24-9 and lose by 30, 73-43. As the Lima Shawnee team now goes to 18-0 on the season. So undefeated, number three in Division II. And the Fort Recovery Indians fall to 14-4. Leading the way for the Indians was Derek Judy with 11 points. He had all 11 in the first half, didn't score at all in the second half. Regan Martin added 7. Clay Schmitz with 6. Grant Kanapke chipped in with 3. Brian Benn with 4. Gavin Toby with 2. Cal Rammel with 2. Caleb Evers with 2. And Owen Judy with 1. And in the JV game, Fort Recovery Indians came out victorious to improve their record to 11-6. The Indians did trail by 1 at the end of the first quarter, 14-13. In the second quarter, we outscored Lima Shawnee 14-13. We tied up at half at 27-27. In the third quarter, the Shawnee Indians outscored us 15-10, and we trail 42-37. And in the fourth quarter, we go on a run, outscoring them by 12, 15-3, as we score all 15, the last 15 points in the game to win that game. Daniel Patch led the way for the JV team, scoring 18 points. Owen Judy added 14. Cal Rammel got to play 2 quarters and scored 8. Riley Heiser and Caleb Evers both added 5, and Kobe Wendell with 2. So, first time I've had a chance to see Lima Shawnee this year, Bob, and I heard a lot about them, and they are the real deal.
Mostly true, wasn't it? Yeah, I've seen them play a couple times on 44 against Lima Senior and the OG game, so I knew going in that they were going to be really good because they beat both those teams who are
really, really good also. So, you know, like I said, it was a good challenge for us to come up here and kind of see where we're at as a team. And early on, we got good looks. We just didn't hit them, you know. And if we hit some of those shots early on and maybe keep this thing close in the first half, which actually in the second quarter is where they got away from us, it might be a little different. So nothing to be ashamed of. Got beat by a good team on a Saturday night. Learn from it. Move on.
Yeah, they outscored us in two quarters, 26 and 24 in the second and fourth quarters. So, today, our girls went down to New Madison and played Tri-Village and lost in a close one, 51-43, and it was close throughout and unfortunately just came up a little short. Val Mullenkamp led the way with 12 points and Olivia Patch added 10. So they have a chance to finish off next week. We have some big games next week for the girls. Tuesday night, they play at home against Salina. And Tuesday night, they play at home against Salina. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one. And Thursday night, they host New Bremen, and that is senior night. And WPGW will be doing that one. We'll be simulcasting that one. And also, the MAC title is on the line that night. So if you're not doing anything, get up there and honor our four seniors, Val Mullenkamp, Macy Day, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Colley. So get up and honor those girls. They've had a great career and a great senior year. Hopefully have a chance to win a MAC championship as well that night. So that would be awesome if they could have a great crowd there to support the girls. Friday night, we'll be going to New Bremen, and the boys will take on New Bremen. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one there. Bob Leverett and I will be doing that one. And on Saturday, we host Fort Laramie, and WPGW will be doing that one. So busy week, great time of year. Our swimmers, I think, had some people advance today. So it's getting that time of year where there's a lot of action, a lot of things going on. So get out and support the Fort Recovery athletes. We definitely appreciate it. Bob Leverett, Brian Patch, Neil Spencer, logging off. Have a great evening.